Off in tight, and Scarfoni kept it out. Mason now holding, left-handed defenseman looking, shooting, and that was off Scarfoni and out of play it goes.
Well, this is four-on-four. They should relabel it breakaway hockey because whatever Badger player or Long Island player has gotten the puck in their own defensive zone, if they see a little bit of open space, they're just going end-to-end at 100 miles an hour. And I again, we've talked about it in the past, but
yeah,
they really have some guys who can scoot.
They do. They do. I'm really impressed by Rapalier and Grega. Fox can skate, obviously. Josh Zeri, second line center, not too bad either. 4-on-4 for another 31 seconds. Sawyer Scholl in there to take the draw against Grega, and the Badgers win that faceoff. Scholls will go D-to-D to Phelan. Breakout far side. Here's Scholls now with Fitzgerald up front. Scholls leaves it off for Fitzgerald, left wing. Nowhere to go, so he cuts back from the corner off the wall. Here's Fitzgerald, faces, shoots, and goes too high. Went up glove side on Outen, and the Sharks able to chop it out to center. Fitzgerald picks it up. Across the line he comes, off to his right. Pressured and throws it to open ice. The Badgers in the midst of a change, and is taken back by Kolbis Marino. Long Island on a power play as Kolbis Marino gained the line and fired one straight away. Easy glove save for Scarfoni. 6 seconds left, and Dick's interference penalty and will be 5-on-5. There's 13:39 left in the second. Wisconsin leads 1-0. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan and Ian here at the Kohl Center in Madison. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Faceoff in the Badgers zone to the right of goaltender Tommy Scarfoni. It's taken by Pirinen. Walks down the wall. Goal line left. Back to the right side now for Zeri. Badgers back at full strength, so they're 2-for-2 on the penalty kill. And 0-for-3 on the power play. The puck comes out high. Zeri with a shot that got through and kicked out by Scarfoni. Tyson Dick got a piece of it. But Lindmark tried to carry, lost it. Dick right behind him. He carries it out, but it ricochets to the stick of Pirinen. Headmans to Zeri. Out near the left point, and he'll fling it back behind the net. Brimmer over skates. After it, Baldessara. Dick, though, able to pick it up and tap it off for Tassi. On the rush, right wing Lindmark. His shot goes off the stick of Mason and up and out of play.
Yeah, I was just thinking back. Except for the shot by Quinn Finley early on in the 4-on-4, there were no legitimate scoring opportunities or even close to legitimate scoring opportunities in the 4-on-4. So I don't know what Mike Hastings is so concerned about 4-on-4.
Wisconsin has one shot on goal in the first 7 minutes of this second period.
I was about to say that the person who is built for 4-on-4 is Christian Fitzgerald.
Oh. Yes.
Speed kills.
Yep. Scholl with Mellenmacher and Pietila out there, and Sawyer lost the faceoff. They sent it out to center and then fired right back in by Joe Palatichuk, and Gormley will take it from there. Kolbis Marino, his pass ahead for Muller. He'll whack it deep. Looked like he hadn't gained the red line, but we'll play on. Telsa to Kolbis Marino, back to Telsa, and right side, a tough angled shot blocked by Horbach, who got stung by that one a little bit. Now, Nick Trella to T-R-E-L-A from Trenton, Michigan, dumped it back in.
Getting pinned in.
Yep, Badgers having problems. Now
baby.
Horbach able to move it across ice to Palatichuk, who headmans to Pietila, got a piece of it, no icing, down to the LIU zone it goes. And then the goaltender rimmed it around and back to center. Jack Phelan for Wisconsin. Got it past Gormley and deep. Kolbis Marino in there. Long shift for him. Mosley, token forechecking pressure. Whacked out towards the blue line. Held in by Scholls. Taken by Mosley left wing to the goal line. Finley looking in front. Trying to get Morrissey. And that was deflected. You can see that play developing a little bit as Morrissey cut quickly to the nets. Now Wisconsin's Mosley had his stick broken right in his hand. But he stays out there. And now off the wall, here comes Purdy, and his shot hits something in front. Carry him to the far wall behind the net now. It's Brennan Nelson trying to win the puck from Wisconsin's Phelan. Bats around a little bit. Now Scholl's able to chop it out to center. 1-0 Wisconsin, 11:15 to go here in the second. There's Perrin in now, and he'll scoop it into the Wisconsin end. Scarfoni leaves it off for Scholes. He's tied up immediately by Grega. Now Purdy, a nice pass to Fox. Ooh. He couldn't get a shot on goal, though. His failing got in his way. Now Grega hit a tough pass right in front. Sticked aside by Scarfoni. Ricocheted to the point. Long range shot now by the defenseman. Mason went off something and high and wide. And now Mason's got it again. Left point. Sauced it in front. Reaching for it was Brimmer. Couldn't reach it, though. It skipped past the Badgers net to the far corner and out to center. Kyle Kukin now will dump it in for the Badgers.
Now it's Badgers' turn to pin them in their zone.
Maybe so. Here's Tyson Dick centering pass. Kukinen was wide open. Fitzgerald, too, and it split the two. And all the way back into the Wisconsin zone, the puck slides. Now here's Ben Dexheimer. Uses the net as a screen to get away from Brimmer. Headman center circle Dick. Right wing Fitzgerald with speed cutting in. Low right. Can't get a shot off. Puck came free. Kukinen with a chance denied by Outen. And he hangs on. Oh, Fitzgerald went hard to the net. May have crawled off his stick in. And then the puck, boom, right to Kukinen in front.
Yeah, regardless of whether he got good wood on it or not, there was a plentiful rebound, I guess, is the way you want to put it. And Kukinen standing on the pier missed the ocean. It just shot it right into the goaltender. I don't think he had a lot of time to go left, right, whatever, try and go upstairs. He just wanted to get some wood on it, resulting in a good scoring opportunity, but we're still not scoring a lot of goals.
1-0 Wisconsin with a lead, 10:16 left in the second. Here's Hensler, faceoff win. Dexheimer's shot moving slowly, falling down Lindmark on top of the puck right between the circles. And now Lindmark will go get it in the far corner. Plays keep away from Culbis Marino. Gets support from Tassie, although the puck crawled off his stick. He got away with a hook, maybe. Powell able to bank it up to the near side boards. Rapalier hands off to Zeri. Cut off and checked into the glass by Lindmark. And now Logan Hensler has it. And he moves a slow-moving pass that got through to Botterill. Two on two to our right with Tassie. Stops left wing and whistles one wide. Lindmark off the right wing wall. Throws it to the corner. Around to the left side now and Tassie. Took a swing at it, but taken by Lambert. Headmans to Zeri, cut off by Lindmark, trailing Tassie. Wins the puck free for his defenseman, Palatichuk, who coughed it up. Lambert now with it, looking for a teammate. Right circle, cut off by Kerr. Puck taken away by Botterill, and he threw it off the near side boards and all the way down. That'll be icing on Wisconsin. 9:19 to go here in period number two. Still 1-0. Quinn Finley scored at 15:35 of the opening period, his 18th of the year.
And we're halfway through the second period, and there's been a few more golden scoring opportunities, but nothing that stands out except for the Quinn Finley off the crossbar.
Seven total shots on goal by these two teams in the second period. Finley with a drawing iron. That's been it in the first 10:50 or so of this period. Lindmark take the draw against Anthony Lucarelli. The left-hander from... played for the Powell River Kings in the BCHL. Oh, they win the puck free! And there's Muller! Little head and shoulder fake in the slot. He beats Scarfoni. It's 1-1. Off the draw, Ian, the puck just squirted through traffic right to the slot, and Muller came out and picked it up, and he was one-on-one with a Badgers netminder.
I'm not sure who was supposed to come out and take him at that point in time, but both defensemen went to the fray in front of the net, or in front of the faceoff dot, and for whatever reason, the puck just popped free out of that big pile that was there, and he's all alone.
Yeah.
Good job.
Chad Muller, fourth goal of the season for the freshman from Kingston, Ontario. 10:46, the time of the goal.
The job.
Yep. Lucarelli won the faceoff. Muller gets the goal. We're tied at one. And keep in mind, this team is 10-10-1 against Division I opponents with wins at Notre Dame, at Augustana, at Vermont. Took a top 10 Providence team to overtime in Providence this season as well. The most significant wins for Long Island this season have come on the road. And now the Badgers just got away with a penalty, it looked like, for interference. As the head coach, Brett Riley, not happy. Steal by Fitzgerald. Sauce pass intended for Kukinen in the slot. Didn't get to him. And then a tough angled shot by Tyson Dick came to the near boards. Here's Kukin now with it, and he turned it over to Mason. Passes back near side to Isaiah Fox, and he'll dump it into the Wisconsin zone to our left.
Could be time for a Zach Scholes coast-to-coaster.
Are you predicting or hoping?
He's just drooling right now, standing behind the net.
Zach Scholl scored his first goal of the season last night. The Badgers 6-3 win. Fitzgerald will dump it in and will chase. Pirinen turns away from Fitzgerald, skates near the left wing boards, and snaps off a pass to Baldessera. Drop pass now. It's Nelson. Finds a man. Quick shot by Rapalier, I believe it was. And that was stopped by Scarfoni on the left. Actually, that was Purdy and J.R. Purdy and the freshman from Strongsville, Ohio, who pulled the trigger there, but Scarfoni made the stop. 8:11 to go here in the second. Wisconsin 1, Long Island 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Vorbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Six regular season home games left after tonight, and visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner gets four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Again, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. We got a tie ball game here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 1 and Long Island 1. 8:11 to go, second period.
Speaking of tie ball games, Minnesota and Notre Dame in overtime, 3-3.
Face off to the left of Wisconsin, Scarfoni. Morrissey to take the draw, and he beat Grega, and the Badgers will come up the near side boards. Mosley chipped it ahead for Finley, tried to whack it deep. Mosley got hit on the near side, but we play on. Rimmer, did he deflect to the Wisconsin line? No. Pass from the LIU line to the Badgers line. Brimmer didn't make contact with it, and so that's icing on the Sharks. And now Brimmer and Mosley chatting a little bit after those two had collided just a few moments earlier.
Brimmer probably missed the puck because he was worried about retaliation from the large Ryland Mosley.
Mose at 5'11", 190. Brimmer just a little bit bigger at 6'4", 222. A former mud bug from Shreveport. Brimmer had a goal and three shots on goal last night. He's an effective player, knows how to find the net, that's for sure.
Brimmer grew up not too far from Mosley, actually.
Yeah, Markham, Ontario, and Arnprior, Ontario.
Yep.
How far away is that, do you think?
About an hour and a half.
Really?
Something like that.
Wisconsin Finley with a steal, tried to push it towards the net, deflected. They lift it out towards the blue
hand
line.
Pass.
Dexheimer held it in by leaping, dropped it with his right hand. Finley picked up the puck, and that is a hand pass. 7:44 left in the second, a 1-1 game. Finley scored in the first for the Badgers. Chad Muller has scored here in the second for LIU. Long Island has 10 games remaining, 8 of the last 10 at home. Stonehill, Lindenwood, Anchorage, and Alaska Fairbanks, plus two other games at Stonehill. You know, Long Island's in an agreement with Atlantic Hockey to help scheduling, but they only have three Atlantic Hockey opponents on their schedule. It's rather odd. It's also odd that Long Island and Stonehill play each other 8 times during the regular season.
Yeah.
That's what independents do, though, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Scholl with a steal in the offensive zone. Sawyer Scholl with it straight away. Looking, shooting, he scores! Oh, Sawyer Scholl through traffic. He floated one past Outen, and the Badgers regain the lead. It's 2-1.
Well, I don't care who the goaltender is, but there was a traffic jam in front of him, and Sawyer Scholl just kept holding and holding until he saw that the goaltender wasn't looking. And he puts it upstairs. I mean, it was really upstairs. It must have gone by five people in order to get there.
Sawyer Scholl, third goal of the season, second point of the weekend. Remember, Sawyer set up Simon Tassie's goal last night. It comes at 12:37, and the Badgers have a 2-1 lead. You know, back and forth we went last night, too. Wisconsin never trailed, led 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, 4-2, 5-3, 6-3 eventually here. A 1-0 lead, then tied. Now a 2-1 Wisconsin advantage. Give Thalen the lone assist on Scholl's third goal of the season.
Take him anywhere you can get him.
Yes, sir. All right, Karen Scholl's out there defensively now for Wisconsin. Anthony tried to lift it up out to center, deflected over the glass and out of play. 7-11 to go in the second. Badgers lead. And actually, the shot by Scholl, as we see an angle from behind the net, Ian, it ricocheted off of Long Island defenseman Walteri Pirinen. Actually hit him in the right hip.
There was such a massive humanity out there.
Yep. So a 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Long Island wins the faceoff. And a shot by the defenseman may have gone off the back of Tassie as he was laying on the ice. Back Scholl's pressure to make a play in his own zone. Took a hip check from Muller. Badgers can't clear. Sent back deep by the Sharks. Scholl's just wiped out Muller. Muller tried to draw a penalty. He's going to get one, too. Scholl's got his stick up underneath the chin strap of Chad Muller. And so Scholl's is going to get the gate. Muller, seeing if he may have been bloodied by that play from Sawyer Scholl's. And now Muller with a few words for Scarfoni as he heads to the LIU bench.
Isn't that the best?
They're going to take a look at it, too, here, Ian.
To see if it's a
high stick.
High stick, five major.
Yeah. Remember, Scholl's had a cross-checking penalty in the first period that they reviewed and determined it was only a two-minute minor. And we'll see if on a replay here if we can see what Scholl's did. It looked like he got the blade of his stick up near the underneath the face guard, the face mask of Muller. And they're seeing if there's maybe any intent.
From our angle, it didn't look like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked like a common check right against the boards. Behind the net.
13-11, the time of the penalty on Wisconsin's Zach Scholl. So Long Island will get its third power play of the night. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Clearybuilding.com. Now we're getting another look. And actually, Scholl's was trying to pull his stick out of the sweater or equipment of Muller. And it looked like he accidentally hit him right in the face or under the face or under the jaw. And we'll see what referee Jake Rakuki says. Yep, 2 minutes high sticking, they'll say, on Scholl's. Not a major.
Not what you would call a traditional or classic high sticking call.
Yeah.
Especially when your stick is underneath your shoulders and you're against the backboards with it.
Yep.
But it's the end result that counts.
Scholl's had one penalty in 15 games before tonight. He's got two here this evening.
Good.
Face-off won by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Badgers shorthanded. They've scored a couple of shorties this season. Lindmark has one of them. And now Lindmark carried the puck into the offensive zone, got sandwiched by a pair of Sharks, tried to draw a penalty, nothing called. He went down, so did the two Sharks. Lindmark lost possession.
Here we go.
Here's LIU with a puck. Rapalier with speed, scoots his way into the offensive zone. Back pass, Zeri! His shot may have gone off Scarfoni and up off the high glass. Held in by Mason right point. Now Rapalier to the dot. He fires one stop by Scarfoni. The rebound's there. Zeri can't reach it. The Badgers try to clear, and Kerr just fired it off the chest of the referee, Jake Rakuki. Oh, I hope he's all right.
They're going to have to get those guys that took the elderly woman out, come back out on the ice to see if the... Yeah, that was a bullet, too.
That, I think it hit him in the left arm near the pectoral area. I'm not sure. He's kind of waving both arms as he skates in front of the Badgers' net. I mean, the price that these referees pay for not getting paid very well, I might add,
combat pay.
It is. And they take pride in it. Jake Rakuki, that boy, that one, that's going to leave a mark. Anthony Kerr apologized to him, as you might expect.
The most gentlemanly terror that we have.
Face off to the right of Scarfone. It's a 2-1 Wisconsin lead, but Long Island on a power play. And it wins the draw. Powell through traffic, and it ricochets to the corner. Never got to Scarfone. Puck pops free. Dexheimer able to clear. Puck played with a high stick by Fox, and whistle blows. Stopping play, and the Badgers will get an offensive zone faceoff. 6:01 to go in the second. 1:12 left on the Shoals penalty. 2-1 Wisconsin.
Well, there haven't been great scoring opportunities. Long Island never got a chance to set it up at any point in time, but they're getting shots. Even though it's haphazard, they're taking whatever shot they can get. So Badgers just have to be so attentive to where the shot's coming from and where the rebounds might end up.
Lindmark lost the faceoff, won by Long Island. And the defenseman, Trent Powell, the freshman from Soldotna, Alaska. Little right-hander. Skates through center into the Wisconsin zone. Back behind the net. Defended by Palatichuk. Powell to the point in Lepinen. Lepinen set it down the boards, but Palatichuk takes it away. Tries to spin it around and out. No luck. Fox holds the zone. And now it's Powell once again. Left wing. Down the boards. Pirinen. No look pass right in front to Lucarelli. He wasn't ready for it. He was wide open. Now Fox, top of the right circle. Left side now. Lepinen. He fanned the shot. Horbach trying to get the puck.
He
lost
a
stick. Horbach without a stick. Lepinen holds off, hands off to Powell now. Down low right, playing pitch and catch. Here's a pass to Lucarelli, but he missed the net. He's been open twice in the left circle. Fox now. Lepinen back to Fox. Lepinen one-timer, didn't get anything on it. Shanked it right to the stick of Powell. 5 seconds to go on the power play for LIU. Try to pull even. Lepinen with it straight away. Left wing now Powell. Gets the goaltender down. Shoots one, blocked by the Badgers. Ricochets to center. Schultz out of the penalty box. Badgers get the job done on the PK.
Oh, that would have been some sweet justice if Zach would have stepped out of the penalty box and gotten a breakaway.
Block shot, Palatichuk. Here come the Badgers on the attack. Morrissey skating in low right. Oh, what a tough shot by Morrissey as he went around the defenseman and snapped one off and out and made the stop. Here's Hensler now right point. Sauces down to the corner, and Mosley gets some support from Morrissey. He's tied up there and knocked down by Pirinen. The puck came out towards the LIU line and knocked out by the Sharks. Now Baldessera ducks underneath Finley. Across the line. Oh, look out. Here's Rapalier backside. And Baldessera spinning backhand shot. Never got on the net. There was some contact between him and Scarfone. Now Pirinen with it. High slot. Shot by Purdian. Tipped in by Zeri. It's even again. Josh Zeri redirects that shot by Purdian. It's 2-2.
Well, they had control in the zone. The top line was out defensively for the Wisconsin Badgers. That defenseman made that pinpoint pass just to the side or a top part of the net or top part of the circle, excuse me. And when the shot was taken, there was, I think, both the shooter and the tipper knew where it was going to go. Very nice 5-on-5 goal.
Zeri, who had a goal against the Badgers 2 years ago when Long Island came here, got a piece of that one. His 7th goal against D1 teams this season. 32 goals his first 2 years. He's got 7 here this season. Give Purdy in the primary assist. We're tied. And now here's Kukkonen with a shot right circle. Missed the net. Badgers hold the zone, though. Fitzgerald left wing. Skates down to the hash marks and peels back. Out near the blue line. Sweeps it towards the wall. And dumped in by Schultz. Some contact between Tyson Dick and Brimmer. No penalty call. Phelan down the boards. Keeping it deep in the offensive zone. 3.5 minutes to go in the second period. It's 2-2. Behind the net now, it's Fitzgerald. On his backhand, now forehand, goal line left. Back behind the cage, he comes again. Fitzgerald low right, looking, shooting,
A
shot that went off a stick over the top of the cage. Badgers, though, hold. Palatichuk looked right and then fires one behind the net. Fitzgerald picks it up. Christian Fitzgerald with it, low left. Out to Palatichuk. Christian wants it back. He's got it. Left wing shot, didn't get through. It went off a skate and then just trickled to the kneeling goaltender, who covers with 3:01 to go, second period. We're all even at 2.
Good puck control. Good offensive zone time, good pass control, and more importantly, I think the fact that if you didn't have the puck, you were trying to cause a screen out in front.
Right.
Everybody, there was a lot of massive bodies in front of the net, and every time that the Badgers did take a shot, it had just as much of opportunity to go off of one of them or one of us than anybody else.
Face off to the right of the Long Island net, battling for it, Pietila, and it's poked out to center ice. Dexheimer and Hensler. Here's Mellenbacher now at the red line. He's able to muscle it deep. Powell after it. Breakout near side to Trella. Skates back deep into his own zone and then escapes Mellenbacher's forechecking. Here's Culbis Marino, the defenseman, but they say offside on LIU with 2:37 to go here in the second period. It's a 2-2 hockey game as Zeri ties it up at 16:02, his seventh goal of the year.
We're going to have to... We're going to have to turn Anthony Kerr loose. I want to see a couple end-to-enders.
You know, Wisconsin came into tonight's game tied for 17th in the pairwise rankings, which mimic the formula the NCAA uses to determine its 16-team national tournament field. Tied for 17th with a sub-500 record. Part of the problem, though, for the Badgers, they're 3-10 against teams ahead of them in the pairwise rankings. And they have a loss against Lindenwood and a tie against UAA. Both teams tied for 54th in the pairwise. Those two hurt as much as the 10 losses to teams ahead of them. Battle inside the Wisconsin zone. Eventually, Palatichuk comes out of the fray with it. Up the right wing to Tassi. Red line. He'll scoop it in. Botterill a bit out of gas. Now he'll apply some forechecking pressure, but an easy breakout for LIU. Here comes Nelson now across the line. Stops, looking for help. Puck deflected to Baldessera. Slowed by Scholes. Purdian goes to get the puck and skates away from Scholes out near the Wisconsin line. The right-hander does a 360 around the zone. Taps it back to Mason, who fires it back deep. Purdian now tried to draw it in front and actually ricocheted to the kneeling Scarfoni, who puts his glove down and covers. 1:38 to go in the second. It's a 2-2 game. Shots on goal 16-15. In favor of Wisconsin. This Long Island team, on average, gives up only 25 shots on goal per game. Last night, the Badgers had only 24.
I can see if they're playing against a team that's not as physically capable as they are, they just beat them up so they don't scared to shoot the puck.
Yeah. Face off to Scarfoni's right. Morrissey against Connor Grega. 4 years at Mankato, 10 goals, 18 points, and 83 games for Grega. One-time pupil of Mike Hastings in Mankato. Powell holds the zone, and he skips a shot low to the ice that's gloved by Scarfoni. Another faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, when you take a look at it, and shots are 16-15, the score is 2-2.
Yeah.
And special teams has played a part, but not a real big part in this game. It's been one-on-one combat pretty much the whole night.
Faceoff to Scarfoni's right again. Morrissey will take the draw against Grega. Gavin wins it back. Dexheimer skates to his right and out of the zone. At the red line, he'll fire it in. Around the shelf it goes to the left corner. Finley and Morrissey there, and Quinn's got it. Out to the point, Anthony Kerr. Here's the man Ian wants to score. Sets it, fires, and block shot. Down in a heap went Grega. That had
tried to
hurt.
Run into Anthony Kerr.
And now a delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin as the goaltender comes out of his net, stumbles as he comes over the kick plate to get to his bench and almost fell into it. Delayed penalty on Wisconsin coming up. They've emptied their net for an extra attacker. Now the Badgers possess, and Long Island will get its third straight power play. The Badgers are playing with fire here tonight.
Yes, they
are.
And
they'll be shorthanded for the remainder of this second period. Anthony Kerr is going to take a seat in the sin bin.
Ouch. Your best penalty killer from the defensive core. Had a great offensive shot after the... He was quite a ways away from the...
Anthony Kerr sitting in the box. Now he'll get out as
the potential review for ejection.
Yeah, Brian Hanks saying that they're reviewing for a potential ejection. Now, I was watching, after Kerr shot the puck in the high slot, I was watching Grega, who took the full force of that puck to his body, hoping he was okay. I missed whatever the penalty was on Anthony Kerr. And we're looking at various replays, but nothing showing 24 in Cardinal and White. And we'll see if the crew here at the Kohl Center has what the referees want to see. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more.
I was pretty sure that I'm hoping this is not a retaliation against Anthony Kerr for shooting it at him and hitting him.
Ryan Hanks here.
After further review, they call the ice for minor penalty for checking from behind stands.
They say checking from behind on Kerr, a two-minute minor.
Again,
I didn't see it.
I watched the puck go the other way.
Yeah.
And like you, did not see the checking from behind. I did see a body fly into the corner.
Yep.
And when they fly like that, that usually means they've been hit by Anthony Kerr.
All right, so be careful here. Mason, Lepinen, Rapalier, Zeri, and Brimmer on the ice for Long Island. Again, this is a team that's power play is better than 22% against Division I programs. Granted, 0 for 6 so far this weekend here in Madison. Zeri is set to take the faceoff. He's 60% in the circles, but was a little premature and got kicked out. So Lindmark against Lepinen. And the puck goes into the air, down to the ice. Scholes moves it to Horbach, and he'll fling it all the way down. And Lindmark quickly on the forecheck, immediately on the defenseman, Pirinen. Actually, that's Cade Mason, but Mason's got the puck. Lindmark stays on him a little bit, and now here comes Rapalier. He'll fire it left wing. Zeri rims it around to the right corner. Brimmer down the wall, pushed it back deep. Zeri's got the bouncing puck in the corner, protecting there. 24 seconds to go in the period. LIU on the power play, looking for its first win lead of the weekend. Zeri, Rapalier, Brimmer trying to dig it out. They find an open man far side. Lepinen shot, blocked by a sprawled out Palatichuk below the goal line. Brimmer back to Perinen. 9 seconds to go in the period. Perinen walks the right goal line. Now Brimmer, Rapalier, out high Mason. His rocket missed the net. Scholes digs it free, hammers it out to center, and that's it for the second period. Long Island will get a minute 7 of power play hockey when the third period begins. We're all even, Wisconsin 2 and Long Island 2. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Well, Wisconsin had a 1-0 lead after one and had outshot Long Island 12-6 in the first 20 minutes. But in the second period, the Badgers managed only 4 shots on goal. This from a team that's been averaging almost 4 goals a game over the last 12 games, but only 4 shots on goal in that second period for Wisconsin. Long Island had 9 and scored twice. First off, after Wisconsin's 1-0 lead, Chad Muller, off a faceoff, scored his 4th goal of the season at 10:46 to make it 1-1. The Badgers responded less than 2 minutes later when Sawyer Scholl floated one through traffic from the high slot for his 3rd goal of the season. And the Badgers had regained the lead at 2-1. But then Josh Zeri with a redirect on a shot from the point. And I think it went off Purdian. Actually, Purdian was the one that shot it. Zeri was the one that redirected it. It went in at 16:02. Seventh goal of the year for Zeri. So 2-2 after two. Shots on goal 16-15 in favor of Wisconsin. Tyreek Outen with 14 saves. Tommy Scarfone, 13. Wisconsin, the fourth least penalized team in the country, has taken four penalties here tonight above their average and facing a penalty kill for a minute seven to start the third period in a tie game.
Yeah, and a most important momentum shifter, if you want to call it that. If they kill it off, it's just boosted confidence going into the third period. If Long Island happens to score on it, it's the big boost in their confidence as we go. And, yeah, it's a very pivotal 55 seconds or minute and 7 seconds, whatever the final total was. But it'll be a big-time momentum shift if either one of them has success on the power play or the penalty kill.
Badgers and the Long Island Sharks tied at two after two. Second intermission coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Oh, well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Wisconsin and Long Island tied at two, second intermission. Earlier, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team routed St. Thomas 11-1 in St. Paul. Layla Edwards, a natural hat trick. She scored the first three goals of the game, finished with four goals and 5 points. Mark Johnson's Badgers 24-1-1 and home to play St. Cloud State next Saturday and Sunday. Badger men's basketball team won its seventh in a row, 84-69 at USC. Greg Arts Club plays at UCLA on Tuesday night. And in the NFL playoffs, Kansas City held off Houston 23-14. Detroit's on top of Washington 7-3 in the first quarter in Detroit. Here are the Badgers in Long Island tied at 2 back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Notre Dame beat Minnesota in overtime 4-3 on Blake Biondi's goal. Charlie Stramel has a goal and an assist. Top-ranked Michigan State, a 3-0 lead at home against Michigan, and Penn State held off Canisius today 3-2. We'll see Michigan here at the Kohl Center next weekend. The Badgers and the Long Island Sharks are tied at 2. Wisconsin shorthanded when the third period begins in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, no surprise, a tight one here at the Kohl Center. It's Wisconsin 2, Long Island 2. 14 times this season, the Badgers have played in a one-goal game. Nine times, they've gone to overtime. So we're kind of familiar with this, aren't we?
Yeah, it's, and again, I have always said this, when the team concept that Mike Hastings has is so much different. Even though you look at their high-scoring, high-productivity first line, those kids are treated just the same as everybody else. And I think after his comment in the pregame about how the first goal that was scored when Logan Hensler, he said everybody was there to say, just rub it off, we'll get it back for you, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
That's the type of team attitude that I'd love to have on every team.
Badgers won the faceoff. Again, they start this third period on a penalty kill. Scholes just got tripped up by the Badger bench, which exploded. Waiting for a referee to raise his right hand didn't happen, so we play on. Long Island gains the Badgers zone. Brimmer rims it around, but no one at home left point, and it slides all the way through neutral ice on fresh ice. And hustling after it on the PK is Jack Horbach. He's tied up, trying to draw a penalty. The puck squirted free in the blue paint, and now Lambert's got it for Long Island. A lot of time wasted on this Sharks power play as they try to get their first lead of the weekend. Play by Dexheimer to slow Brimmer. There was Lindmark to shovel it all the way down, and the Badgers get a change. 15 seconds left on the penalty to Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr. Here comes Isaiah Fox. A lot of speed. He'll send it ahead to Greger. Redirects near the Badgers' net. Scarfoni got a piece of it, but it trickled back behind the cage. Long Island able to get it out to the point, and Culbis Marino, he scored a goal last night. Kerr out of the box. Fox, one-timer, and way too high. Scarfoni well out of his net to cut down the angle. Sharks send it right back down in. Phelan after it. It comes out to center. Fox waits for it and dumps it back in, but taken there by Ben Dexheimer. Angles a pass ahead to Scholl. Sawyer will spin it towards the corner. Bounces Funny to Finley, who's got it. Snaps off a pass right wing, caught by Hensler. Peels back at the right corner wall, back to the right dot, turns and shoots and missed the net. Nice play, though, by Hensler, finding open ice and a shooting lane. Just missed the target. And at 45 into the third, 2-2 game. Finley from the left wing wall, shot one that went off the side of the net. It comes out to center. A lot of chuck with Hensler. Now Finley tried to bump it ahead for Mosley, no luck. Lifted into the air and down to the ice. Culbis Marino now has it. He'll lob it to center. Purdian meets Hensler with his shoulder. Lindmark picked up the loose puck and skates into the attacking zone. Slowed by Nelson. The two battle near side. Culbis Marino now reverses behind the net for Powell. Shots on goal 16-15 in favor of Wisconsin. It's a 2-2 game early third period. Puck deflects into the Badgers zone. Scholes and Purdian engaged. It's up on edge around the kick plate. Kicked along by Purdian to the far side. Held in by Long Island. Loose puck comes to the spinning Nelson. Left-handed centerman turns at the half wall left and looks. Cycles off the wall for Purdian, who cuts back to his right. Scholl stays on him defensively. Purdian still with possession. Out to Gormley now. He'll bank it off the end board. Skips in front. It's loose in the slot. Scarfoni on his knees. Scholes was there. So was Lindmark and Kerr. It went harmlessly to the far wall. And now a floating shot by Trella over the top of the Badgers' cage. Long Island with a long offensive zone shift there, Ian. The Badgers try to get out of their own end.
Yeah, once they get out of their own end, they're going to need a change too.
Now it's Scholes standing behind his own net. Kerr heading to the Badgers bench as we speak. Dexheimer will come out for him. Right now, Sawyer Scholl with Ryan Botterill and Adam Pietila. Now here's Dexheimer to Scholl. Zach Scholes ahead now to Pietila. He'll dump it in and give chase. He got around the forward Lambert. He's first to the puck, met by the defenseman, but able to jam it along for Dexheimer. To the corner now, Pietila. He's double-teamed, and the Sharks will lift it out to center. 16:15 left in the third. Wisconsin 2, Long Island 2. Badgers hoping to avoid overtime tonight. Here comes Wisconsin's Pietola. Crossed the line, stumbled down. Fell over the stick of Powell, no penalty. Horbach off the left wing wall. Here's Scholl right in front, and he whistled one wide. Beautiful pass by Horbach, and Sawyer Scholl right between the circles missed the net.
Going to make it 4x8 next year so he can score more goals.
Sawyer's got one tonight and had a chance for a pair but missed it. Here's Powell now. Lead feed too hot to handle for Baldessera. Icing called on Long Island. 15:40 to go in the third. Wisconsin 2, Long Island 2.
But a good finish, a good start to the period, excuse me. I think that basically Long Island had absolutely zero pressure on their power play. And then to come back and keep the puck in this zone and this end of the ice for the last 3-4 minutes has been a pretty positive sign in my book.
Top line out for Wisconsin, Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley. Quinn scored his 18th goal of the year tonight. His top line has been fantastic all season. 38 goals, 49 assists for 87 points. Finley, steal, left wing, finds Mosley, tried to go five hole and closed by Tyreek Outen. Good give and go that time. Finley and Mosley, and then they fire it around past Finley, who was guarding the far point in a foot race that Logan Hensler wins. Icing again on Long Island. 15:18 left in the third, a 2-2 game.
I was about to say, if there's anybody to have a near breakaway like that, who 9 times out of 10 can put that into the net past the goaltender, it would be Ryland Mosley.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised that he didn't deke. Because the goaltender had a lot of the angle covered. I was a little surprised he didn't deke, but I don't think he realized how much time he had.
Mosley, 11 goals this season, second most on the team behind Quinn Finley. Now Fitzgerald out with Dick and Kukkonen. Here's Phelan, left wing Kukkonen, looking far right. Fitzgerald off his stick, able to track it down to the corner, although he's tied up by Mason. Gets some help from Kukkonen and from Tyson Dick, who pulls it free. Finds Kukkonen. Snapshot missed the net, and then he got hit up high. No penalty called. Kukkonen looks like he may be a little banged up, but stays. Here's Anthony Kerr. Slot pass for Fitzgerald. Hopped over his stick. Tyson Dick now right wing. Angles a pass left point. Phelan protects and scoops it deep. Fitzgerald glides in behind the net to gain possession. Low left. Turns back to his right, stick handling with his back to the net. Left-handed Fitzgerald looking, sauce pass. Down to the corner in Dexheimer. He pulls away from Mason and fell down, and now the puck rolls out to center. 14:25 left in the third. Wisconsin and Long Island even at 2. Tassie trying to force a turnover in the offensive zone. Instead, Zeri picks up the loose puck, skates in front of his own bench, and lobs it towards Scarfoni. He lets it go to the corner. Dexheimer after it. Lindark picks up the puck, runs into Fox. Now here's Dexheimer to help him out and bumps it back to Lindmark. Boy, they're forechecking immediately. Once the puck comes from behind the net, they get right after him.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And this is the line that's had the most effect against the Badgers also.
Yep, and now offside called on Wisconsin. 13:53 left in the third. Wisconsin 2 and Long Island at 2. It's cool to hear earlier this week, Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, the fifth annual, December 28th and 29th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This year's coming field, the field in 2025 will be Wisconsin, Lake Superior State, Western Michigan, and Boston College. That's a pretty good holiday tournament right there.
You can guarantee that it's going to be better than 8-0. That we saw today, this year.
Yeah, when Wisconsin beat up on Ferris State. Morrissey kicked out of the faceoff circle. Mosley will step in against Brennan Nelson. West Kelowna Warriors of the BCHL, the Edmonton native. He wins the draw, and Perrinen's shot went wide. Quickly after it, Purdian. Hensler tries to catch up. There's Palatichuk able to backhand it out to center. Backpedaling, the defenseman Perrinen. And now Hensler has the puck on his stick in his own zone. He turns away from pressure but coughed it up. Look out, Nelson looking for Perrinen. Wide open! Oh, Scarfoni leaning left! Makes a great stop! Falls back on the puck and lays on it to get a whistle. Oh, what a save by Tommy Scarfoni!
Hoofta. What a turnover. Yeah, first he makes the initial save, and then he just lays there and hopes that somebody's going to put the puck underneath of him. And
oh.
I don't know how many jabs the Long Island player was going to get before Scarfone was going to get up and clobber him, but he just laid there, and they poked three, four, five times at him to try and dislodge the puck. But when he's on it, whistle's got to blow.
Ani Leppinen from Helsinki had a golden opportunity, and Scarfone came out, cut down the angle. He's been aggressive outside his crease, made the stop, and then just laid down and got the whistle. Wow. 13:30 left in the third. Wisconsin and Long Island tied at two. Now the fans getting a little frustrated with the linesman. Jonathan Sladek dropped the puck. He does. Here's Brimmer. Half boards right. Defended by Scholes. Spins it behind the net. Morrissey can't reach it. Back behind the cage it comes. Pass by Fox. Finds Brimmer. Can't get a shot off. Out high. And Scarfone again. Oh. Leaning right outside his crease. Denies Perrin with a long range shot.
Stick check away. Every time that the puck would pop free, the Badgers were a stick check away. And not tying up the man after he made a pass. Because those two rebounds were gifted shots, but the fact that they got the first rebound and the second rebound makes me wonder, you got to be a lot tighter than that.
Face off to Scarfone's right, Lindmark to take the draw against Nelson. And Lindmark wins it to the wall. Scholes flips it around to Tyson Dick. He runs into traffic, and Colbus Marino from the right point rises a shot that Scarfone reaches up with his glove hand and snags to get a faceoff. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Long Island is giving Wisconsin everything it can. It's a 2-2 hockey game with 13 minutes left in regulation. Purdian in the offensive zone, slowed by Lindmark, but pulls the puck free. Purdian, turnaround shot, that went off the body. Far side, it's Leppinen. Cycles back to Purdian, defended by Phelan. And then Nelson reaching for it, the puck popped into the air. You can hear the stick work along the far side wall. Taken by Nelson, one-timer by Powell, missed the net. Karam's off the kick plate, far side to Gulbis Marino. Now Purdy and again tied up by Dexheimer. Phelan for Wisconsin pokes the puck free, protects, and then lifts it out to center. Knocked down by Tyson Dick on his stick. Hands off to Lindmark. Veers right, tries to gain the red line. Cut off by Brimmer. Retrieves the puck and then sends it down in.
And got hit twice for doing it.
Yep. Cassie near steal behind the net. Still digging. Cut off by Colbus Marino. Getting some help now from Scholl. Sawyer had it on his stick low right, but then lost it. Elvis Marino goes D to D to Powell, headmans to Brimmer. Brimmer, bouncing puck, settles it down, flips it to the corner. After it there is Grega. Hunter Grega slowed, roughed up a little bit. Badgers take the puck away. Palatichuk has it. He'll bank it ahead to center, and Pietola bumps it off the wall for Scholl just a bit too far. Goes to the corner. Sawyer takes a hit to free the puck from Mellenbacher. Crawls off his stick, pitchforked out by Grega, and a whistle stops play. 11:38 to go in the third. A 2-2 game here at the Kohl Center.
Faceoffs becoming more important now as the game winds down. Offensive zone, defensive zone control. And so you get into a situation where every zone that you can take, every opportunity that you can take in the offensive zone, send your good faceoff guys out there and make sure that everybody's going to the net when the defensemen are shooting.
Christian Fitzgerald has lost seventh faceoff out of nine tries here tonight. They flip it out through center. And now Muller trying to rough up Anthony Kerr. Anthony stayed on his skates, maintained possession. He was cut off for a moment by Trella. And now they battle on the near side wall, and the puck splits the Long Island defenseman, and out to center ice it comes. 2-2 game. Finley scored to put Wisconsin up 1-0. LIU tied it. Then Sawyer Scholl scored midway through the second to make it 2-1. And about
luckout.
3.5 minutes left, the Sharks tied it again. And they have possession of the puck back in their own zone. Colbus Marino tried to clear. Fitzgerald got in his way. Now he goes to Powell, and they'll work the far wall and bank it out to center ice where Jack Horbach has it for Wisconsin. Pass by Dexheimer. Jack was going the other direction. And now it goes from blue line to blue line, and it's Trella for Long Island. Olbis Marino, head man pass off the stick of Zeri, so no icing. Wisconsin's Horbach with it, bumps it back to his former Madison Capitals teammate Ben Dexheimer. Skates towards pressure and now relieves it for Horbach, who has little time and space. Now he's getting pressured by Lambert, but fights through it and skates up and sends it across ice to Dexheimer. Taps ahead to Finley now across the line and then threw it away right on the stick of Grega. And now they flub the puck, held in by Morrissey. Pass to the right wing, gave it right back to Mason. And out to neutral ice. Now Lambert with it, and he'll scoop it in. 10 minutes to go in the third. Wisconsin 2, Long Island 2. Badgers need a win to get within a game of 500. Puck taken away by Long Island. Grega's got it left wing. Shot went through traffic. Scarfone stopped it originally as it bounced down to the ice, and then Brimmer right there. And Scarfone got his left pillow on his rebound attempt. And now Tassi engaged with Mason. Puck jammed back out to center. Tyson Dick will set it in deep, and the Sharks go after it there. Here's the defenseman, Perinen, up the middle of the ice to Lepinen. Now Brimmer will dump it in. Hensler got to it first, around for Tassi. Badgers 3-on-3 to our left. Tassi right down the middle. Tyson Dick had it on his stick and lost it. And then Gormley just got slashed in the face. He wants a penalty, nothing called. Puck caroms into the Wisconsin zone. It's Purdian and Scholes. Now Hensler and Perinen. Puck behind the Badgers net. Scarfone looking for it, and it squirts right to his right. And he's on his knees and